Today's daf is daf Nun Hey, so let's begin on the bottom of Nun Dalet Amid Beis. Last two lines, two dots, Gemara says, Shal Rabbi Chanina ben Agilas Rabbi Chir bar Abba. Rabbi Chanina asks the following question, Bipnei ma bedivros harishonos lo nemar bem tov, u bedivros ha'achronos nemar bem tov. Rashi tells us where this appears, for those who don't know. Top of Nun Hey says, Rashi nemar ben tov, gavi kibra ve'em, it's a dechsev l'man yitov l'cha. So the word Tov appears in the Dibros Achronos, but not the Dibros Rishonos. The question is, why is that the case? So Amar Lo, he responds back, which should make us all feel very good. Ad Sheta Shaleinu Lama, before you ask me why is there a difference, Nemar Bem Tov, why it says Tov here, not there, Shalani asked me, Im Nemar Bem Tov, Im Lav. Ask me if it does say Tov, because She'ein Yodeh Im Nemar Bem Tov, Im Lav. I don't know. He wasn't versed in Tanakh. And the few places we find in Shas that the Tanaim were not versed 100% in Tanakh, and this is a Chumash, this is a Seres HaDibros. So he says, you're asking a further question, you have to ask me the first question, which, so what should you do? Kleich Eitzah Rabbi Tanchum ben Chanilai, Shaya Ragel Eitzah Rabbi Yeshu ben Levi, Shaya Baki Vagada. He'll know, he's a Talmud of Yeshu ben Levi. So Azal Lagave, so he went to Rabbi Tanchum, Amalei Mimeni Lo Shemati, from him I did not hear the answer from Rabbi Yeshu ben Levi, Kach Amar Lishmu Bar Nachum Achi, my brother told me, Achimo, we were the brother from his mother, Sharav Achab Rebbe Chanina, Vamile, others say it was Avi Imo, Sharav Achai, Rebbe Chanina. So what did he hear? What's the answer? Why it says Tov in the second Luchos only? Ho, v'sofon lishtaber, since the first Luchos, as we know, ultimately were broken. They didn't want Tov, v'chisofon lishtaber, my Havi. So what? It was going to be broken. So what's wrong with writing the word Tov? It says all the other Shemus Hashem that were broken. Why specifically Tov? So Amar Rav Ashi, Chas V'Shalom Paska Tova Miso. They didn't want Tov to ever be broken, to cease from applying to Kadosh Baruch to Klal Yisrael, so it didn't mention the word Tov at all. Right, that's a simple reading of the Gemara. There's a lot of depth in this conversation here between the Luchos Rishonos, Luchos Achronos. The Medrash says the reason why it doesn't have the letter Tes in Rishonos because it was supposed to be a Ksuba, and the Ksuba was a Pasuk Ksuba, didn't have every letter in the first Luchos. They wanted, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be intentionally Apostle Ksuba, so he left out the letter test. Okay, so this is what the Gemara tells us. Then the Gemara says, Amar Bishua Haroa Tes Bechalomo Simon Yafalo. Gemara's in Brachos as well talk about this. If a person sees the letter test in his dream, it's a good simon for him, my time. What's the reason? Yilema Mishum Dichsiv Tov, because test is for the word Tov. Ema, well, test also for the words Tata Seb and Matai Hashmeid. That with a destruction, sweeping away with destruction, that's something that's bad. That's a simon ra. So there are many bad words that begin with the letter test. Gemara says, no, chad test kamrin. If the guy sees one test, so then that's a good sign. Two tests, that's already tataseha. One test is a good sign, is a simon of tov. Gemara says, even one test, ema tumasa b'shula. That's also one test could symbolize something bad, tuma. Gemara says, no, test beis. If you see test beis, tav, that's a good thing. Gemara says, Kamirim, ema tavu barit shareh. Maybe it should be, get sunk and drowning in the ground. That's a bad thing. Ella holu pasach ba kasev latova tchila shemibreishes ad v'yar l'kim esaor lo ksiv tes. So the first appearance of the word the letter tes is the word tov in the beginning of v'yar l'kim esaor ki tov. That's the first appearance of tes, so it must be a good letter. That's what it means. And this is a klal that Reb Tzadok takes to the extreme. Every other letter, the first appearance of the beis is breishes. Every other letter, the first time that appears in the Torah, that word indicates the nature of that letter. And not only does it apply to letters, but also for words. The first time a word appears also indicates the significance of this. I'll take it a step further. The first time even a trup appears is also significant. The word, let's say, v'ha'aretz is a revis. So the word ha'aretz is the first time revis appears. So you'll see a lot of times in the Gemara, in the Psukim, ha'aretz is with the revis. And there's a lot of significance to that as well. So each time a nekuda appears, the first time is also significant about the nature of that particular nekuda. Based on this Gemara here. Gemara says further now, Amar Yeshua ben Levi, Haroa Hesped Bechalomo. Rashi's Hesped means the word Hesped, not that one sees a eulogy, but he sees that word Hesped Bechalomo. That means Chasu Alav Min Shemayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shemayim, had mercy on this individual, Upadu, and he was redeemed from a certain event that could have happened, a calamity that could have happened to him, he was saved from. That's when you see the word Hesped, you were just saved. Bahani Mila Beksaba, and this if you see it in writing. As opposed to, I guess, it being said to a person. Gemara now quotes from the Mishnah, V'chein chay of v'kiyotzi behen v'chulei. Amar Eish Lakish says, M'kan shana Rebbe, Tarnagol tavis u'pizyone, Klaim Zebaze. What's a Tavis and Pisioni?
Chicken is peacock and partridge. What's peacock is a Tavis and a partridge.
No, partridge is okay.
And a pear tree.
What?
Partridge and a pear tree.
Okay, fine.
It's a bird.
Okay, fine. Three different birds. These are Klaim. One cannot crossbreed these birds. So Gemara says, Pshita, of course, they're three different species. So Amar Rav Chavivi, Mishum Dir Rabu Bahadade Hadade, since they live with each other, Mao the same, you would have thought, Min Chadhu, since they get along, even though they look very different and act a little bit different, since they live within each other, we think they're the same species. Kamashmalan, they're very different. Amar Shmuel, Shmuel says, Aviz Vaviz Habar, two different types of geese. Right, I think these are geese, right? So Kalaim Zebazet, they're also considered two different species. So Maskif La Rava Bar Rav Chanan, my time, what's the reason? That one is because it has a longer neck, one has a shorter neck. If that's really the indicator, but everything else looks the same. El Miat, if that's the case, Gemala Paris of a Gemala Tiaya, a Persian camel and an Arabian camel. So then, Dehai Alim Kueha, Vahai Katin Kueha, that one's neck is thicker, one is thinner. Hachanami David Klaim Zebazeh, are you going to say that this is considered two different species? Apparently that was assumed to be that they're the same. One's a little bit fatter, one's a little skinnier. That can be, it's a small indicator. So it says Rashi, it says rather the Gemara.
Rashi says Khartumo's nose.
The nose, for which one? Not a neck?
Kue.
A kue is a neck, okay. Rather is a nose, okay. So one is a thicker, or maybe a thicker nose, one is a thinner nose, a beak of a camel.
The first one
is the beak, okay.
The Hebrew says neck.
Neck.
Oh,
it does say neck.
Yeah.
Okay, so the machlokas. Right, see, Rashi says tzavaro. It says alim kawa is tzavaro, according to Rashi.
No, that's a gamma.
The one, okay, fine. The first one's a beak, and the second one's a neck. Okay.
Okay,
it's a beak.
Okay, all right. The same word, he's used different things. Okay, one's a beak, one's a neck. Okay, we're all right. Elu ve'elu. Either way, so if that's the case, that's such a subtle difference of the size of the neck of the camel. So that would not indicate climb. So that can be the reason why these two different types of geese are considered climb. El Amar Bai Zeh Beitzav Mibuchotz Zeh Beitzav Mibufnim. Something more significant. I'm not sure it has to do with the reproductive organs or just because it's more significant difference. But anyway, that's why it qualifies as two different meanim.
So therefore, you can mate them here. What is
correct? Right. So which meanim? So Pasha is referring climb. The different types of climb. One type of climb is crossbreeding them. Another type of climb is you can't have them lead, be manhig something, a plow. So I'm not sure which one it's referring to here. Does Rashi say? And Rashi does not tell us. What do they say here? Right. According to the Masifta, it refers to you can't crossbreed them. Rapapa Amar Ha Tuna Chada Biasa Beshichla Va Tuna Kama Biasa Beshichla. He says the difference is that one has multiple eggs at one time, the other one has one egg at one time. So it sounds like it has to do with reproducing. That's the significance. Since we're talking about being marvia them, crossbreeding, the chain, the difference has to be in their way that we reproduce. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah says, Amar Reish Lakish HaMarvia Shnei Minim Shebayam Loke. Person who crossbreeds two different types of fish or minim that live in the water, one gets malchus. My time, what's the reason for this? Amar Vaad Ba'ava Mishmei De'ula Asi Lemineu Lemineu Miyababasha. We know from the land animals, it certainly is, it's a climb. It doesn't say anywhere by the fish, but through the Gzer Shava, we apply it as well to the animals of the water. So if you look at just Rashi here, rather than Tosos says, Amar Viyah Shnei Minim. So Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yehuda Haya Magia Hamanig Shnei Minim Shebayam. It shouldn't be crossbreeding fish. It has to be having them lead a plow of some sort, or maybe even a ship. If you have Mishum Debebreishes Rabba U Biushalmi Deklayim Mashma Deifshar Lahavia Dugim. You can't crossbreed fish. It doesn't work. It doesn't happen that way. So it has to be talking Manig. Umi who writes Ein Tarch Lagia the Dugim. You don't have to change it. Because the dogim dafka who dimash with the ain laharvim, only fish can be crossbred. About min chayos hayam ishayach bay iser harva, but the wild animals, whales and sharks and dolphins, those which are not fish, one is able to crossbreed. So it just says marvia shnei minim shebayam. It doesn't say fish. So therefore, we find that everyone agrees that there is no iser marvia by fish because it's not shayach, but it is marvia does apply to the chayos shebayam. Now it's interesting from here this Gemara. That I spoke, I think, last week to Mincha Ma'ar about fishing, whether it's also to go fishing just for leisure. And we said that according to some poskim, it's Isser Tzar Balei Chaim, to take them out and put them back in would be Tzar Balei Chaim. So they bring a ride from this Gemara here that we see the Isser of being manhig, two fish. The reason behind being manhig is two different types of fish is because of it's Tzar Bal Chaim for them. So you see that there is Tzar Bal Chaim even by fish as well. So this is the, one of the rides that they bring. Okay. The Gemara now says further, Boy Rachva, Rachva asks, Hamanig Biiza Vishivuta Mahu. If you're using a goat and a shivuta is some type of fish, they say what type of fish this is? Fish this is? No? Shivuta?
Rash? The one on Shabbos Friday afternoon. Yeah, someone yeah. Salted the
shivuta. Yeah, yeah, so but what type of fish is that though? What did I say it is?
Now
translate it. Okay, fine. It's a type of fish in the water.
Okay.
So a manig beiza vishivuta mahu. What's the halacha? Is it an iser manig? Mi aminan came into iza lao nachas biyam vishivuta lo salak liyabasha. The goat only stays on the land and the shivuta only stays in the water. Lo klum avid. They're not really accomplishing anything. Why not? Let's look at Rashi. Why not accomplishing anything? Well, dilma hashem yaska manig, but or in the end they are pulling. I'm not sure the one side to say they're not doing anything.
Inherently, it's just a separate.
They're not doing the same thing. They're two different parts of the, I don't know exactly the mitzvahs here. Let's look at Rashi. Maybe Rashi helps us out. Rashi says, "Hanig, huh? Hinig beiza v'shivut." It says Rashi, "Kesher karon le'ez v'dag." You tie the wagon to a goat and to a fish at the same time. V'zet tzafa hamayim, v'zet moshech imo asfasayam. One floats on the water and one pulls it on the riverbanks. Okay, so I'm not sure why we're viewing this as independent, but this is the Tut Stadim of the Gemara.
It says here that it's not considered yachta.
The pasuk is yachta, it says. Lo tachmer
shur. The fish cannot get out of the water, and the es cannot go into the water. So
it's not Tzar Bal Chaim issues, even though that might be the case. It's an issue of this is not a gzeres kasev. It does not fulfill yachta. Okay. So asks the Gemara, maskiv la ravina elamiyatav. That's the case. Chiber chita v'sa'or biyado. A person puts wheat and barley in his hands together. The Zara Chita Baret, and then puts the wheat in Eretz Yisrael. It's over B'chutz La'aretz, right outside, right on the border. HaChinami D'mechayiv, one should be chayiv for this, because look at Rashi. Rashi says it's not the bold here, it's right after what we just finished in Rashi. Klaim B'chutz La'aretz Lo Nagu, the mitzvah Tzuli Baretz, it's not shaykh, one's allowed to crossbreed in Chutz La'aretz. V'chol Chavas HaKarka Ein Nog El Baretz Min HaTorah. So is this going to mean is there or not? So since it's not Yachtav, one's mutter, two different places, so this should, he says that you should be chayiv in this case though, which would be very strange to be chayiv. If you're going to have a havamina to combine the fish and the goat together, even though they're very different places, so we should be mechayiv a person who's planting a chita in Chutz La'aretz and a sower in Eretz Yisrael. So Gemara says, Hachi Asher, wait a second. Hosam Eretz Makom Chiva, Chutz La'aretz Lo Makom Chiva. There, not only are they two different places, but the halachas are completely different. There's an iser on the land and an iser in the water. We're just separating two different types of animals. But we said two fish in the water, there's an iser. Two animals on the land would be aser. So just combining the two different species would perhaps be an iser as well. And that's how the Gemara seems to conclude.
What's the
problem with
the planting
and water?
The planting is putting it together in
the yad. Yeah, it's a Gemara in Brachos about this, yeah. Yeah, they put it in one temple.
So what does that have to do with where you...
Because then you're putting the two different places now. You're putting a chita here over there. So they have to, it's still in the hand. It's close together with each other. But there's a small hairline where there one's in Eretz Yisrael, one's in Chutz La'aretz. Okay, new parak. Mishnah says, Hakonis ton la deer. Person brings in the sheep to his deer, to his pen. And v'nal b'fana, and he locks the door, karai the proper way, and somehow v'yotzav hezekel pater. And somehow they get out, and they cause damage. He's pater because he did what he had to do. He was nal b'fana karai. If lo nal b'fana karai, if he didn't close the door up properly, v'yotzav and they left, v'hezekel and they caused damage, then they would be chayv. The owner would be chayv. Nifrata b'layla, somehow the fences were breached. Osher partzu listim, or listim came and opened up the fences. V'yatza, they went out to v'hiziko. Then the owner would be pater, the baal tzom would be pater. Hotziu listim, if the listim were the one to remove them, then the listim would be chayavim though. V'nichu b'cham, let's say you placed it in the sun, the animals in the sun. Oh, b'shemasa l'cheri shotav akatan, or you gave it to someone who's incapable of watching them. V'yatza v'hiziko, and went out and damaged chayav. You can't leave them in the sun to die. They're going to work its way and chew its way out of the gates. That's not considered, even though you may have locked it properly, you're putting them in a situation where they're forced to break out. Now, they broke out on their own, but you put them in a situation that they wanted to break out on their own. They're capable of breaking out on their own. Masla ro, you give them to a trained professional, a shepherd to watch them. So then, nichnas haroa tachtav, then the roa goes underneath you, and he is fully responsible, and you're off the hook. Naflu lagina, if he falls to a garden. Rashi says, naflu lagina, what it means is, beonis, megag baila hasamach laginas chaver. He falls off, the animal falls off the roof, into your friend's garden. Or it was a highway, and the highway fell off the highway down and tumbled onto a gina. So it says the Mishnah. Venenes, and he gets hana. What's the hana? Rashi says, from the fall.
You're on top of the roof. No?
No. Rashi, Mashinenes, that's what Rashi wanted. I thought that another Rashi said something about this. Let's keep going. So says Rashi, Venenes, Mishalames, Mashinenes. So he pays whatever hana he gets. I thought it meant to the hana of the of breaking the fall of the garden.
And then
he ate them. Okay.
Yeah, one is that that it stopped him from getting hurt.
Okay, I thought Rashi said, but I don't see that in Rashi now. Okay, fine. So Mishalem es Mashinanis. That was later on. Okay.
It's either one. It's
okay,
both.
Fine. That's what Ricky said, right? Okay, so he pays according to the hana that the shur or the tzon got from falling. So yarda kedarko. Let's say the tzon went down in a regular way, didn't fall. Vezekin caused damage. Then mishalames mashe hazeka. Then since it was more intentional, it was more pshi on the part of the baal tzon. Then he has to pay not only the hana that he got, but the full damage he would have to pay. Ketad mishalames mashe hazeka. How do you assess the damage? Shaman Beisa Beosa Sade Kama Haisa Yafe. To evaluate how much a Beisa is worth, a certain area is worth in that type of field. The Kama Hiyafe, how much it was good and how much it's good now, meaning the decrease in value. That's how you assess it. Very simple. Rabbi Shimon Omer Achla Peros Gemurim, Mishalemes Peros Gemurim. If he ate, the animal ate fruit, so you pay full fruit. Im Sasaim. Depending on whatever volume the animal ate, that's how much you have to pay. So you see, the Tanakhama is going on the field, Rishon is going on the food, and I think the Gemara later on is going to say that they're both correct, that they're both damages that have to be paid out. So Gemara now says, Tanur Rabbanon, Ezehu Kiroi Ve'ezehu Shelo Kiroi. How do you define a proper closure versus an improper closure?
It would seem that Rishon would say that if they're not
fully ripe,
you would agree with the Tanakhama.
That you only pay the field.
Yeah.
Okay, I think Gemara is going to address this. Rashi, okay. So Gemara says, "Ke ezel kurai veezel shelo kurai." Delas sheyachol lamar beruach mitzuya, a door that can withstand a normal, typical wind. Zel kurai, that's proper. The 15-mile-per-hour wind that's considered matzuy. It can withstand that. That's considered delas kurai. Sheino yachol lamar beruach mitzuya. If it's going to be flimsy, it's going to fall over from 15-mile-per-hour wind. Zel shelo kurai, and that would be improper. And then the Baal HaTzon would be responsible for any hezek. So Amar Rabbi Mani bar Patish man tanem muad de sagile b'shmir p'chusa. So who's the one, we're assuming we're talking about a case of muad here in the Mishnah, who is the one that requires a minimal type of shmir, that's sufficient, that all you have to have is a delos sheyachol lamor b'ruch matzuyah, that's called a shmir p'chusa. Who permits that? That's enough. So Gemara says, it's Rabbi Yehudahi, the time we saw this Mishnah earlier, kashu balav b'mosera, they tied him up on some reins, v'nal l'fanav, and closed the door in front of him, kiroi, the proper strong door, v'yotz v'hezek, echatam v'echad muad chayv, divrei Rabbi Meir. Then you're chayv, you didn't do the proper shmir. But according to Rabbi Yehuda Omer, tam chayv, only for tam is chayv, because as we saw earlier, tam requires a shmir m'ula, and even though it's counterintuitive, time requires greater shmir. When it comes to muad, Rabbi Huda thinks it's pater. Shenemar v'loy shmirenu ba'alav v'shamerhu. When it says by muad, he didn't watch him. He didn't watch him at all. That's when the guy's pater. That's when he's chai for muad. But if he watched him just a little bit, if there's some level of shmir v'shamerhu, even though it's a shmir p'chusa, according to Rabbi Huda, that'd be sufficient to exempt the baal hashor hamuad. Then we have the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah Omer Ein lo shmir ela sakin. The only way to protect oneself from damage is by killing the shor, because you can't trust them. Even by muad, even by tam, even a shmir meula won't be sufficient. So we see from here that Rabbi Huda must have authored the Mishnah that a nel b'fanek roi is sufficient, even though it's shmir p'chusa, to protect them from payment. Mara says, "Afilu tamer Rabbi Meir." Right? Meir could even be the author of our Mishnah. Shiny Shane Viregel, the Torah Miata Bishmirasa. Our Mishnah is talking about eating, Shane Viregel. Our whole discussion of Muad and Shmir Mu'ula and Shmir Pachusa, that's talking about a Muad and Kerem. This Mishnah is talking about a completely different category of Nezek, Shane Viregel, landing on a patch of garden, eating the fruit. Shane Viregel, even then Rabbi Meir would perhaps allow for Shmir Pachusa. Dama Rabbi Elazar, Amri Labi Masisa Tana Arba Dvarm, HaTorah Miata Bishmirasam. There are four dvarim, four different things that the Torah minimized the need for so much shmir. And what are they? Elohim, Bor, Ve'esh, Shein, Ve'rego. Let's go through one by one. Bor dechsev ki yiftach ish bor o ki yichra ish bor. When a person opens a bor or he digs up a bor, lo yichasen, he doesn't cover it. Simply covering it alone is enough. It doesn't say to refill the bor. The cover is sufficient. So that's a shmir pchusa for bor. Eish, dichsev shalem shalem hamavir esa be'era. The person who is mavir has to pay the damage of the eish. Ad David kein mavir, until he was mavir is more of an it's very proactive. He did, this is Rashi say, the pshia. He was more negligent. So mavir, as opposed to, but if you were slightly some level of shmir for the eish, that'd be sufficient to exempt him. And then it says, Shein, dechsev uvir ha-besada acher, and you sent the animal off and ate on its own, ad avid kein uvir. Why the lashon uvir? It's lashon of be'era. There's a connection of Shein to Eish. Just like Eish, only when a person is mamish poshea is he responsible. But a shmir p'chusa, he'd be pater. So too, through the use of uvir by Shein also, he's pater from with a shmir p'chusa. And then the fourth category is regel, dechsev v'shilach, if he sent off the animal, adavid kein v'shilach, until you mamish sent it off, are you responsible? But if there's some level of shmir p'chusa, one would be exempt by regel as well. So these are the four categories. And the Gemara concludes, b'tanya v'shalach zeh ha-regel, shalach is referring to regel, v'chein hu omer, mishalach regel ha-shur v'chamor, uvir zeh ha-shein. So that's the b'raisa. Furthermore, we prove that be'er refers to eating. We saw this in the beginning of the Masechta. Kasher yivah hagalal atuma, until you expose the teeth. That's a reference to eating. So time of David ke'ein v'shalach uviar. Only because they sent off, or they sent out the fire, or they sent off the tea, the eating, and then the rego. Ha lo avid lo. But if you do not send them off, if you were not mamish poshe in it, there is some level of restraint, then they would not be responsible. We see from here that Rabbi Meir, although Rabbi Meir requires Shmir Me'ula by Karen, Tam and Muad, by Shein Viregel, he would agree Shmir Pchusa would be sufficient. Now saying this,
we didn't mention yet Karen.
No, initially, Rabbi Meir's opinion is by Karen.
Right.
So, Lechora, this would also apply to Rabbi Eliezer as well, though, no?
Well,
Rabbi Eliezer Shosa says.
This is a proof, actually, that's not like Rabbi Yehuda, because if not, they wouldn't do also Beloy Shmerena.
No, this is like Rabbi Meir. We're proving this Rabbi Meir.
Right, but yeah. It says Afilu Rabbi Meir.
You know, Rabbi Yehuda for sure. Rabbi Yehuda thinks Shmir Pachus is good for Muad.
Yeah,
certainly it's good
but
for Shein Viregel.
These prices are not included.
No, we're not talking about Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, even Rabbi Meir now, we're proving that Rabbi Meir would also agree.
But we can also prove that it's not like Rabbi Yehuda. I thought it would be included in this price.
No, Rabbi Yehuda, I think, is a Kal v'chomer. Rabbi Yehuda for sure would say this. He could certainly be the author of this.
Well, why wouldn't it say, five things? Karen Dam.
So this is a brisa for Rabbi Meir, that's fine, but it doesn't reject Rabbi Yehuda. It's not a rejection for Rabbi Yehuda. This is just a brisa that's within the opinion.
Only go within the life. Within
right.
The
but wouldn't say that Rabbi Yehuda would think you would be chayv in these cases above. He would still think you're pater.
Yeah. But the fact that he doesn't mention Karen, it's
which, you know, tells us that this really just supports Rabbi Meir's opinion.
Rabbi Meir, right.
But I'm just saying that the Chor Rabbi Eliezer would also agree to this. Rabbi Eliezer says there's no shmir for Karen,
right.
For Goring,
right.
But maybe for Shane Viregel. Perhaps he would think it would be enough. I don't know. Not sure. Right. Okay. Not sure. Okay. Gemara says now. Amar Rabba. Rabba says, "Masisin nami deka." The Mishnah is also very precise in showing the point that it's not only Rabbi Yehuda as the author. What does it say? "Dikatani tzon." Says tzon. Up until now, we've been talking about shvarim the whole time. Oxen. Where does the tzon come from? So it said, Michle b'shur kaskinan, v'asi nisne shur. Why not teach the word shur? Ma'ishna dekatani tzon, la mishim dator miyata b'shmirasan. Because a tzon doesn't require as much shmira as a shur requires. So, la mishim dekan keren. Let's see, there's a gear today. Hold on 1 second here. Right, should be the tzon, the tzon, it says on the side here. It should be the kan tzon. We're talking about tzon here. And lo ksiva be shein v'regel hu d'chsiv be. I'm telling the gears. It says in your thing, Karen still it should be? Maya says to make tzon. Let's see.
No, it's fine. Yeah.
Mishum de kan Karen lo ksiva
by tzon.
But it adds in the word tzon.
Right.
The kan be tzon Karen lo ksiva. It doesn't say tzon, Karen by tzon. There's no Karen by tzon. They don't gore. Shein v'regel hu d'chsiv be. Tzon eats and they kick things. And kamash malam, the shein v'regel dimuadim hu shmamidam. That they're muad for shein v'regel. And we see from all this that that's the whole what the Mishnah is referring to here, shein v'regel. And therefore, even Rabbi Meir would agree to this case, this Mishnah as well. Okay. Fine. Last few lines, Gemara says, two dots, Tanya, Amar Rabbi Yeshua, arba dvar mehose osan pater. There are four things if a person does. He's pater midine adam, bezin can't be mechayv him. However, chayv bidine shemaim. Somehow in shemaim, they are mechayv him. What are the four? Eluhain haporet gedim b'fnei behemas echavero. Person opens up the gate from his friend's property. He goes out and damages. So apparently Bezin can't make him responsible, but Dina Shemaim is going to take care of business.
Like the animal ran off. The law system.
Yeah. Is that grama? Is that because of grama or just?
He's just really saying in terms of he lost it.
Yeah,
says Rashi. The Barcha ran not because it caused damage, but Barcha, it can be damaged because the Mishnah said above the listen that took out the animals and they caused damage, the listen would be responsible for the damage. He just opened up the gate and the snake ran away, let's say, and then so now I can't chive me, I didn't cause any damage, it just lives somewhere in the world, you just don't know where it is, so I caused you to lose an object. Shir Pater, why, as Ricky said, says Rashi, Pater midine adam kasavar grama benizikin Pater, it's indirect damage. Number two is Hakovef Kamasal Shil Chaver Bifnei Hadleika, where you took your friend's stalks and you bend them over, you tilt them a little bit towards the fire in order that it catches fire. That too would be considered grama. Vasocher Eide Sheker Lahoid, you hire some false Eidim to testify about a particular case, that's also considered grama and Pater Midine Adam. And finally, Eidus, and rather Veinu, person knows a certain testimony about his friend and is not willing to testify, that would also be Pater Midine Adam V'chayev Midine Shemaim.
Some friend,
right?
Eidim.
The guy who hires them.
Right. No, the Eidim themselves cannot say that we said that they